From the historic Loretto Abbey Chapel, with the kind cooperation of the Toronto Catholic District School Board, the National Catholic Broadcasting Council presents the Daily TV Mass.
Welcome to the celebration of the Daily TV Mass. I am Bishop Gerard Burgee. The televising of this Mass is made possible by the contribution from the Diocese of St. Catharines, which was erected by Pope Pius XII on November the 9th, 1958, under the patronage of St. Catherine of Alexandria, whose feast day we celebrate today. St. Catherine was a citizen of Alexandria, Egypt. She died around the year 310 AD in one of the persecutions of Christians that were so common in the Roman Empire. She refused to renounce her Christian faith, and in her trials, she converted many to Christianity. Eventually, she was martyred, and her body is reputedly buried in a monastery on Mount Sinai. The Diocese of St. Catherine's mission is rooted in doing the Father's will by proclaiming His Son to the world so that all can know, love, and serve Him. This mission is lived out daily in our parishes, schools, and Catholic institutions. We find clergy, religious, and laity committed to proclaiming the good news of Jesus Christ by witnessing to His truth, justice, love, and mercy. In St. Catherine's Diocese, this is where faith lives, and it is such a great privilege for me to be the Bishop of the Diocese of St. Catherine's. St. Catherine, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit,
amen.
Peace be with you.
And with your spirit.
Let us now acknowledge our sins, and in doing so, prepare ourselves to worthily celebrate these sacred mysteries. I confess to Almighty God, and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and what I have failed to do, through my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask, Blessed Mary, ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Let us pray. Almighty ever-living God, who gave St. Catherine of Alexandria to your people as a virgin and an invincible martyr, grant that through her intercession we may be strengthened in faith and constancy and spend ourselves without reserve for the unity of the Church. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
Amen. A reading from the book of Revelation. In my vision, I, John, saw another portent in heaven, great and amazing, seven angels with seven plagues, which are the last. For with them the wrath of God is ended. And I saw what appeared to be a sea of glass mixed with fire, and those who had conquered the beast and its image and the number of its name, standing beside the sea of glass with harps of God in their hands. And they sing the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb. Great and amazing are your deeds, Lord God the Almighty. Just and true are your ways, King of the nations. Lord, who will not fear and glorify your name? For you alone are holy. All nations will come and worship before you, for your judgments have been revealed. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Great and wonderful are all your works. works, Lord, mighty God. Great and wonderful are all your works, Lord, mighty God. Oh, sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm have won him victory. Great and wonderful are all your works, Lord, mighty God. Let the sea roar and all that fills it, the world and those who live in it. Let the floods clap their hands, let the hills sing together for joy. Great and wonderful are all your works, Lord, mighty God. Rejoice at the presence of the Lord, for he is coming to judge the earth. He will judge the world with righteousness and the peoples with equity. Great and wonderful are all your works, Lord, mighty God. Says the Lord, and I will give you the crown of life. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus spoke to his disciples about the end which is to come. He said, "Before all the tribulations occur, the authorities will arrest you and persecute you. They will hand you over to synagogues and prisons, and you will be brought before kings and governors because of my name. This will give you an opportunity to testify. So make up your minds not to prepare your defense in advance, for I will give you words and a wisdom that none of your opponents will be able to withstand or contradict. You will be betrayed even by parents, by brothers and sisters, by relatives and friends, and they will put some of you to death. You will be hated by all because of my name. But not a hair of your head will perish. By your endurance, you will gain your souls." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
My dear friends, I wish to begin by stating what a joy and great privilege it is for me to be here in this beautiful chapel at the Abbey, to be able to celebrate this Mass with you and for you. I wish to thank sincerely all of those who helped to make this Mass possible, especially those behind the scenes, those who are involved in liturgical ministries, all working together to provide this opportunity for us to be united in prayer, celebrating the great gift of the Holy Eucharist. In the Gospel, Jesus states that all of this, all that we see around us, will one day come to an end. However, in the meantime, in preparing ourselves for this, we have to understand that there may be times of persecution where we will have to stand up for our faith, and ultimately we may even have to pay the price of our lives. We know that happened quite commonly in the early church. I mentioned at the beginning of Mass that today we celebrate the feast of St. Catherine of Alexandria, who was martyred for her faith because of her love for Jesus Christ. This indeed is something good, a tragedy that she had to suffer and die, but the good is that she was welcomed into paradise by Almighty God, and she serves as a model to all of us living today, that we will never lose hope, that we will never give up, because God is always with us. In the Gospel, speaking of this persecution, Jesus says, "This will give you an opportunity to testify. So make up your minds not to prepare your defense in advance, for I will give you words and a wisdom that none of your opponents will be able to withstand or contradict." That's exactly what St. Catherine did. She testified to the truth. Jesus gives words, words of encouragement. We see this in the first reading from the book of Revelation. In order to understand this book with strange phrases and great imagery, we have to see the context. It was written at a time of great persecution in the early church. And John wanted to offer those words of encouragement to the people who were being persecuted because of their faith. And so what he said to them, basically in beautiful language and often in prose and in imagery, is that even though you may suffer here on earth, what awaits you is truly glorious. What awaits you is paradise, being with God and praising our Lord forever and ever. Reference is made to that in the first reading, how all of the angels gather around God offering praise and worship. This imagery very much describes what we do at every celebration of the Eucharist. We gather around the altar, and the Lamb of God becomes present to us in the form of bread and wine. And through our prayers and our singing, through our worship and praise, we honor God. And so, every Eucharist provides us with a glimpse of paradise. We are reminded that as difficult as this world may be at times, what awaits us is truly glorious. So we do not lose hope. We do not give up, because something truly wondrous awaits us. This is why the Eucharist is so important. It gives us strength. It gives us hope. We are united to our Lord. And you, through the venue of TV, through the internet, you are able to participate in this great mystery. You may not be able to receive the very body and blood of Christ, but you can be united to Him spiritually. I know that part of this rite, part of this Mass, is always offering a spiritual communion where you can unite your heart to our Lord. I know right now we are in the midst of a pandemic, and this weighs heavily on the hearts of so many people. I know that many of you are in a compromised condition due to illness or age. I'm sure that you carry the burden of worry. No one wants to get sick. No one wants to die. And that is why we practice policies and procedures to help protect people from this evil that we call COVID-19. But even though we're in the midst of this, we do not lose heart. We do not give up on living. Sometimes we can be so afraid of dying that we're not living, that we're shutting ourselves off from all things and all people. I'm not talking about those of you that, by no choice of your own, may be in institutions or in home and you can't go out. But I'm sure you still try to reach out to others in many ways. I'm talking about those people who've allowed fear to overwhelm them and they don't know what to do. That is not the response of a believer. We trust that God is with us. We have hope. And most importantly, we have the Eucharist. And even though you cannot come to the church comes to you. And Jesus offers you great hope. I began by thanking those who make this Mass possible. But I also want to conclude by thanking you for your ability to testify to the truth by your faith. Because every time you watch this Mass, you say, I'm a believer. Lord, I love you. Lord, I want to be with you. Lord, I want to receive you. Thank you for your great witness. May God bless you. With faith and confidence and great humility, we now make our prayers and petitions known to our God. For our Holy Catholic Church, for Francis, our Pope, for all bishops, priests, and deacons, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all people, single, married, consecrated, and ordained, who daily live out their vocations with a desire to be closer to Christ and share his gospel with the world, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the Loreto Sisters of the Institute of the Blessed Virgin Mary, who have ministered to the spiritual and educational needs of many throughout North America for over 170 years, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all of those who have succumbed to the coronavirus and for all frontline workers, especially doctors, nurses, and medical staff, and all others, including clergy, that the Lord will protect them as they place their own well-being at risk in serving all God's people, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
We pray for all of those listed in the daily TV Mass Book of Remembrance, and for all who have died and have no one to pray for them, and for the souls in purgatory. We ask you, our Heavenly Father, to grant them eternal life and to let your perpetual light shine upon them. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
And for all of the souls of the faithful departed listed in our Book of Remembrance, that they will have eternal rest and peace, we pray to the Lord. Lord, hear our prayer. Lord God, you are attentive to the voices of our pleading. Let us find in your Son comfort in our sadness, certainty in our doubt, and courage to live through this hour. Make our faith strong through Christ our Lord. Amen. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the bread we offer you, fruit of the earth and work of human hands, will become for us the bread of life.
Blessed be God forever.
Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received this wine. We come to share in the divinity of Christ, who humbled himself to share in our humanity. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the wine we offer you, fruit of the vine and work of human hands. It will become our spiritual drink.
Blessed be God.
Lord God, we ask you to receive us and please with the sacrifice we offer you with humble and contrite hearts. Lord, wash away my iniquity. Cleanse me from my sin. Pray, friends, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and the good of all his holy church.
O God, who gave us the gift of true prayer and of peace, graciously grant that through this offering we may do fitting homage to your divine majesty, and by partaking of the sacred mystery, we may be faithfully united in mind and heart through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere, to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, through Christ our Lord. In him you have been pleased to renew all things, giving us all a share in his fullness. For though he was in the form of God, he emptied himself, and by the blood of his cross brought peace to all creation. Therefore he has been exalted above all things, and to all who obey him has become the source of eternal salvation. And so with angels and archangels, with thrones and dominions, and with all the hosts and powers of heaven, we sing the hymn of your glory, as without end we acclaim.
Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest.
You are indeed holy, O Lord, the font of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice and, once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
Save us, Savior of the world, for by your cross and resurrection you have set us free.
Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly, we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis, our Pope Thomas, our bishop, and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever.
Amen.
At the Savior's command and formed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory
are yours, now and forever.
Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Peace.
Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us.
Behold the Lamb of God, behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word and my soul shall be healed.
Would those of you at home join with me now in this act of spiritual communion? My Jesus, I believe that you are present in the Blessed Sacrament. I love you above all things, and I desire you in my soul. Since I cannot now receive you sacramentally, come at least spiritually into my heart. As though you were already there, I embrace you and unite myself wholly to you. Permit not that I should ever be separated from you. Amen.
Let us pray. Grant that your faithful, O Lord, whom you nourish and endow with life, through the food of your word and heavenly sacrament, may so benefit from your beloved Son's great gifts that we may merit an eternal share in his life, who lives and reigns forever and ever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
And may Almighty God bless you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Mass has ended. Let us go in peace.
Thanks be to God.
Our thanks to our donors for the gift of this Mass. Please remember that all requests for prayers are included in our Prayer Intentions book and shared with all of our celebrants.
He, my God.